The investigation continues into the cause of a fatal holiday weekend fire in Beaver Dam. Beaver Dam Fire Chief Alan Mannell will join us on the next segment of the show. Effective this week, the Fond du Lac Solution Center homeless program transitioning services to shelter homeless families out of their East 2nd Street location. We're going to talk with Solution Center co-director Amy Loof. She'll join us in the studio shortly after the bottom of the hour. A pinning ceremony will be held this afternoon for three new Fond du Lac police officers and two officers who have received promotions. Fond du Lac Police Chief Bill Lamb will join us a little bit later on in the program. Yesterday, we talked with Fond du Lac City Council member Donna Richards. She brought up an issue for discussion at last week's Fond du Lac City Council meeting, asking the city to consider halting the use of the toxic weed killer Roundup in city parks. Richards says more than 1,000 residents have already signed a petition asking the city to consider alternatives. Joining us on the first segment of the show, Fond du Lac City Council President and a member of the Advisory Park Board, Brian Kolstad. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, and thank you for having me.
Pleasure having you on the program. So nearly 43,000 lawsuits have been filed against the parent company Bayer, alleging that Roundup causes cancer. Bayer's been steadfast, saying that if it's used safely, Roundup does not pose a health risk. The city says that it uses Roundup. They follow the instructions. They use it safely and use it on a limited basis. What are your thoughts on the possibility of just going in a different direction?
Well, I think it's worth exploring those ideas and seeing what alternatives are out there, and if there's a way to do it safely and effectively and cost-effectively, that's definitely something we should consider. I think at the very least, knowing what our current policy is on the use of Roundup or other chemicals for lawn or grounds care is very important. Having that baseline of knowing where we are right now and where we'd like to go is important, and I think it's a very good discussion.
All right. In September, a group of local women in La Crosse approached the La Crosse Parks, Recreation, and Forestry Department and asked the department to reconsider using Roundup. And the department switched to an organic compound. They stopped using Roundup.
Yeah, I haven't followed up on that specific case, but if there is an opportunity to do something like that in Fond du Lac, I'd be open to that possibility. I think it's always good to explore alternatives, especially if it's going to be promote health and better environment.
Yeah, I guess if it's by the parks director's own admission that it's used on a limited basis right now, what would be the harm in at least on a trial basis going with something that is organic and not poisonous? We know Roundup is poisonous. It's a poison.
Well, and if it, for what it does to weeds, I think that goes without saying that there is a harmful effect to using it improperly, and that's definitely something to consider. This came up a couple of years ago too, when we looked at the use of Roundup near playgrounds, and there was a discussion about that, and John Redman decided to try an alternative, or at least around the playgrounds, and it seems like that has worked out pretty well. And if that's something that we can apply throughout the rest of the parks and trails, then that's definitely something to consider.
Yeah, I mean, in the park, it's one thing not to use Roundup next to the playground equipment where kids are, but the fact of the matter is, people and pets and they're all over the park, not just in the playground area.
That's true, yeah. So it's definitely something we want to consider for the safety of the population, pets and human alike. So that's definitely something to consider. In the grand scheme of things, the amount of Roundup that the city is using is fairly limited. You know, the use in agriculture is far more extensive than what we do. But any little bit can make an impact on quality of life.
Well, that's my point. If they're using a small amount right now to begin with, what would be the harm in just not using it at all?
And that's definitely something we wanted to talk about and see what that alternative is and if that's worth pursuing. I definitely think we could go in that direction.
All right. So this was discussed at the last council meeting. When you say that this is something we should explore, what does that mean? Does this come up for a vote on a specific vote on halting Roundup and exploring an alternative?
Well, the first step is going to be gaining information from our Parks Department and information about what alternatives are out there and what the cost difference is between those. Having that information, that another information segment for the City Council would be important to have that baseline, knowing what our current policy is and what we're currently using and what alternatives are out there that we could potentially look at using. And that may very well turn into a vote that to use those alternatives. But I see this being at least one more input session followed by a potential action after that.
Did the council direct the parks director to come back with more information?
Yes, that was part of the discussion on last week was to come up with that information, explore the alternatives, and come back with more information that we can use to make an informed decision.
So is that going to happen at the next council meeting, or is this something that's going to happen after the first of the year?
Possibly after the first of the year. Right now, we're not using very much Roundup, of course, during the winter, but we want to have some kind of plan in place if there's going to be a change by spring when we might start using those chemicals again.
All right. What was the parks director's response to the possibility? What was his initial reaction to all of this?
I don't want to stick words in his mouth, but I think he was open to the possibility of changing, and I think the city staff in general is open to the idea of taking whatever direction the city council would like to take with this.
All right. It's a growing concern, I think, across the country. The number of lawsuits just continue to climb against the company that manufactures Roundup, and I guess we'll see what happens with this. Before I let you go, I want to get your reaction. We don't have a lot of details at this time. We're going to talk more about this with the police chief coming up a little bit later on in the program, but the parks director did call the police department yesterday to report that Christmas figurines were stolen. Lights were ripped down throughout Lakeside Park over the holiday weekend. What's your reaction to those acts of vandalism?
Well, that's just sad. So many people are trying to do positive things for our community, and this is an area where families can enjoy the scenes of the season, and to this act of vandalism is just, well, senseless and just sad in general. I'm disappointed by that, by hearing about this. I hope we get to the bottom of this, find out who is responsible, but it's pointless is really what it is.
Right. Yeah. Hopefully the police will be able to find out who did this. It seems like, I don't know if it was last year, just recently, there was a similar type of vandalism incident out at the park involving the Christmas decorations. Again, I don't know the extent of the damage at this point or how many of the figurines were stolen. Hopefully we'll get more of that information when the chief is on the program later in this show. But hopefully police will be able to get to the bottom of this. Anybody with information, if they have any information or if they saw something out at the park over the weekend, make sure to call the police and let them know. All right. Fond du Lac City Council President Brian Kohlstedt. Brian, we greatly appreciate you joining us on the program.
Thank you for having me.